Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 31st day of August 2012, and I am going to attempt to focus like a laser beam and stay as calm as possible. It's just when I start covering a story, hundreds of other data points come in, and I want to try to break down why I know something, why I think something, why I believe something, why I predict something, and it's just impossible to do. But we try our best here, and I want to thank you all for joining us. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer will be joining us to talk about the Middle East, the word of an Iran attack as an October surprise, the end of Posse Comitatus, and so much more. He's one of the whistleblowers of the fact that they were able to kill bin Laden not once but twice with him in their sights in 2001 and were ordered not to pull the trigger with the drones. Why is that? Because Al-Qaeda, ladies and gentlemen, Al-Qaeda is a globalist creation. It is protected by the globalist on every front. So Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer will be joining us coming up in the second hour. And then Congressman Walter Jones, who has been valiantly trying to move forward with legislation that will commence impeachment of Obama or any other president if they try to put our military under foreign command. Duh, that's a no-brainer, but that's the point we've gotten to yesterday. And I want to get into an amazing report out of the Indianapolis newspaper where they admit that the black helicopter drills with the police in the city, while the police are involved, are practicing going up against the American people. So more seditious, anti-constitutional treason, because the bankers are planning something big. They didn't get 100. My mind can't even wrap itself around the numbers. The 1.4 billion rounds of ammo, because they want to take us for long walks in the park and hold our hand. We have been captured by foreign banks. They have bragged about this fact all over the news. In fact, guys, will you reprint me the article, Banks Brag That They've Conquered the U.S. and Europe? Because I want to be able to actually list some of the news articles to people instead of just playing that same video clip over and over again where they say they've conquered us. And now they're getting ready for a further implosion to pose as the saviors and bring in more control. That's the name of the game with tyrants. And whatever they're planning is so horrible, they expect the state legislatures to rebel. And that's in the governor's council documents. That's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act documents. That this battle plan is set up to go after the American people. So we're going to be breaking that down. Now, look, I don't know if guests like Steve Quayle, who I believe his heart is good, and he's covered some things that sounded wild in the past that came true. But he's also, before said that the flu, this is it. The flu is going to, absolutely spread and be a pandemic. And that didn't materialize by the grace of God. But the media was hyping it, too, as this big pandemic. And, Governor Ridge can issue fake terror alerts. Bush could do it. Obama's been caught doing it. It's no big deal. But I really had an epiphany this morning, realizing that the gun is to our head, and so we should be upset about that. We can debate all day when the system will pull the trigger politically into a new hot war against liberty, but we're already in it. We're already being told we've been conquered by foreign banks. That's my point. They're not going to need to conquer us. They've already conquered us, and now they want to really clamp down. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday, the 31st day of August 2012 edition. We are going to be here, as we are every weekday, for the next 3 hours. We do have Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer on the huge geopolitical developments joining us. Does he think there'll be an October surprise war with Iran? What's his take on the West funding al-Qaeda in Syria? We'll also, of course, get his take on the latest concerning the fact that he was not allowed to kill Osama bin Laden two separate times when he was running Stratus Ivy and Able Danger operations, and why he thinks that's the case. We're going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer about all of those issues coming up in the second hour today. And then Congressman Walter Jones on his legislation to begin impeachment of any presidents, not just Obama, who try to put our military under UN or NATO command, saying that we get our orders, that our country is run by, that our military-industrial complex is run by the UN and NATO. So that is all coming up today. I am going to attempt here to calmly go over the most important news. And no, the most important news is not the bizarre speech that one of my favorite actors, Clint Eastwood, gave. And I could tell you why the speech came off a little strange, kind of being inside media and having a bird's eye view of it, but I would imagine a lot of you picked up on it. But I will not be delusional here just because I like Clint Eastwood and say that I think the speech went well. It did not go well. But see, that's a fun radio topic. That's the kind of thing that would get a bunch of ratings for the show. And I've got MSNBC saying it's racist to say that Obama plays enough golf to try to become a professional golfer. They claim that's racist. Just like they said, if you don't like government-run health care, you don't like black people. It's like, hey, I don't want a cup of tea. I want a cup of coffee. And they go, that's racist. You go, how? And they go, it just is. Hey, I don't want the TSA to stick their hands down my pants. Oh, that's racist. Hey, I don't like, traffic. Well, that's racist. I mean, political correctness has now reached a new level. So we're going to get into that. Article is up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Limbaugh, it's now racist, according to MSNBC, to say that Obama plays so much golf and takes so many vacations that he ought to try out for professional golf. And that's been said about basketball. And then professional players said, look, he's not that good. And then they got criticized, of course. Fellow was black that criticized Obama in the first case, so they had trouble saying he was racist. But this new system of just no criticism of government, or you're an extremist, you're a racist, it's amazing. We're going to get into that. Out in California, multiple cases of cops beating women in front of everyone for no reason to death, stomping out their throats, stomping out their heads, just like that poor homeless guy begging for daddy as they kill him over 20 minutes. And again, the police need to get in trouble for this. If you want to go be a tough guy, go join a jiu-jitsu club or a boxing club and go get in the ring with guys that want to pound people's brains out as well. Of course, they want to fight men, not women or homeless people that weigh 120 pounds that aren't resisting you. And again, I'm not saying all police are bad, but you've got to criticize this type of garbage when it's going on. It's something that absolutely has to be done. Chris, I know you gave me that Eisenhower quote I sent you, but I lost it here in my stacks. Will you just reprint me that off the email or IM I sent you? Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll never find it in the 100-plus articles that are here in front of me. I put it somewhere. So I want to read that. The reason I bring up police before I get into the really big stories here today, and that is the military and another article training to take on the American people, and this buildup of weapons and checkpoints and a billion, 400 million rounds of ammo. Before I get into that and talk about what is the big event that's clearly being prepared, I want to talk about the police first. We talk about the police a lot here because if tyranny comes to our door, it will come in a uniform. And if a tyranny manifests itself, a hot, aggressive tyranny, we're already in a soft tyranny, it will be the police that will face the brunt of the societal hate and the physical danger. You see, every time I listen to radio or watch TV or at a family's house or something and see a sporting event, all they do is say, let's take time out with this Labor Day coming up or this Memorial Day or 4th of July, whatever the holiday is, and thank our troops because we wouldn't be free if it wasn't for them. And by extension, they say, let's thank our police. We wouldn't be free if it wasn't for them. And to analyze it, number one, it's a propaganda empty thing. If I heard the radio host, like I heard on XM this morning, on two different channels, I was listening to rock and roll, and then I was listening to heavy metal driving in, and on two different channels, they had people reading talking points thanking the military. And it's just meant to make you, when you hear the military think, just fall down and start groveling. Thank the military. They want to launch wars. Thank the military. They want to run checkpoints on your highway. Thank the military. There's no discussion of how they're taking their death benefits for 13 years now. When you put money out of your check to get life insurance, they sign deals in 99 to take your death benefits. Almost all veterans, when the man or woman dies, the widow or widower gets no money. See, if you really cared about the troops, you'd say, we need to indict these big insurance company heads that met with the Pentagon and got them to give them a letter letting them steal it. Like that makes it okay. Oh, can I have a letter to rob banks? Oh, sure. Here you go. Since you're the big mega banks that own the insurance companies, we'll let you take over $1 trillion of people's money. Or, you know, if I heard talk show hosts say, hey, they shouldn't be using DU, remember the troops, it's going to kill them 20 years down the road. No, it is a centralized propaganda arm. When you turn on television and you're in a hotel room, and this has happened to me, and it's only pretty much watch television when I'm in a hotel room for 5 hours waiting for some TV shoot, and I'm waiting on call to go down and do some interview in the field or something with Ventura or whatever. I'll be sitting there for 5-6 hours watching television, and it's just every channel, propaganda, different anti-family messages, anti-liberty messages. That's not a good society. That's not a good sign. Every cartoon I watch that's got military in it, the UN runs America. The UN fights the aliens that invade. I mean, you see it. We're all being bathed in propaganda. So that's a sign we're not in a society going in the right direction. So when I hear all this pro-cop propaganda, it means pro-police state, pro-federalized, pro-cop at school talking to your 9-year-old about what's in your medicine cabinet. Not local controlled police helping people and really going after bad guys aggressively. That's not what happens. Crime is managed into crack districts and prostitution districts. Okay, the system launders the money. It runs it. That's the way the world works. So I refuse to live in the naive system. Now, why am I talking about the police here? I was in a huge, and I'm not even going to say the name of the place, huge gun shop, probably the biggest in Austin, Texas, where I live, bigger than McBride's. But it's mainly a place that sells to the police, state police, you name it. About 80% of their business is police. So I'm in there yesterday, and I'm buying a bunch of ammo. I'm buying a Russian-made semi-auto AK, because it's such a great gun. And I was buying a 50-caliber rifle. So I'm in there buying a 50-caliber rifle, semi-auto Barrett, tactical, short barrel, because it's something I just need to have. It's important to have that. And I'm in there, and even before I started buying guns, there were police in there. And everybody that worked there was shaking my hand and were listeners. And then there was a chef in there from one of the local restaurants, and I mean, everyone was a listener. And the cops were looking at me, and it really freaked me out. The police were acting like they were scared of me. And I don't like that. I'm not some weird, insecure person that wants people to look at me like they're scared. I found it very disconcerting. But the police were looking at me wide-eyed, and there were Austin SWAT team guys in there. They were the only ones when we were leaving with this huge shopping cart of ammo. And I was busy opening the doors for the guy. They were looking at us and I guess halfway in awe, but also trying to stare us down or whatever. And it really, and these were obviously desk jockeys. They weren't the regular SWAT team guys. I'm not knocking them, but, you know, I mean, one of these guys looked like he had 2 spare tires around him. They had the red SWAT patches and all that. And they're obviously the bureaucrats because they're in there buying ammo and guns. And I walked out, and Matt Williams was there. Shane Steiner was there with me. And we're getting some stuff for the, you know, a new episode of The Gun Show, Brothers in Arms. And I'm sitting there, and Matt's like, yeah, you saw right. They were trying to stare us down. And it was so bizarre. It was like a gang or something. But the police, it was like an old Western. You know, where the gang's taking over the town and Clint Eastwood walks in and High Plains Drifter or something and goes over to the bar. I mean, it was unbelievable. I'm going to talk about the psychology when we get back. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Simple. In every culture, when corrupt interests take over, they turn the police and military against the people. You know that about North Korea, about Mexico, about almost every country in the world that run from free to totally enslaved. The more military, the more police on the streets, the more bowing down to military and police, the more of a fascist or communist or authoritarian country you're in. And I was just talking to, because I was busy looking at guns, I was just talking to Matt Williams. He said, no, most of the cops in there were you know, coming over and talking to him and saying they liked the show. And I know all the people, you know, selling us guns in there were listeners. They were telling me about the show and what they heard and what they liked and things like that. But I was in this place, you know, getting a 50 caliber rifle and some ammo and stuff. There's one of the armor-piercing incendiaries. You can't get these anymore. They don't manufacture these anymore, but I thought I'd get them because they were cheaper than regular ball ammo. It's going to be great on the show when we shoot these through metal plates. These came from a B-52. It says only using B-52s on the casing of it. Back when B-52s had four of those in the back. This is from the early 60s. That's when they phased out 450 cals and went to, what, 20-millimeter cannons in the tail gun of a B-52 anti-aircraft. But, I mean, you got to love America. That's what the Second Amendment is all about, is the government doesn't have the monopoly of force. We the people do. And it's a beautiful thing. But Matt was correcting me. It looked like an Austin uniform, and it said SWAT in red. But what county was it? What county was it? You weren't sure, but it wasn't Austin. It's like Burlock or something. The point is, we're walking out, and I guess they'd been talking about the guns we were getting, and they were just staring at us with this shopping cart and looking at us, you know, staring us down. And even if you are the toughest guy in the room, even if you've got, you know, everything behind you, you know, you're the toughest MMA fighter in the world, you're Chuck Norris, whatever the case is, staring at people, bugging your eyes out at them, trying to intimidate them, is the essence of tyranny. And my only point is, I am not the enemy of the police. I never have been. I never will be. And I've got to tell you, on average, the problems I have with police are young ones. And that's what I've been told about police. The problem is young ones. They're new to it. They're on a power trip. They haven't experienced things yet. These guys look real young. And they're enjoying the fact that they can throw their weight around. Well, it's that type of mindset that can be used by social engineers and tyrants to bring in corruption. And there's nothing cool about corruption. Bondage and slavery is a very, very sad thing. And we do have a tyranny in this country. And I'm going to cover it when we come back from break, the latest developments. But I want to challenge everyone to go read the cover issue article that was in our free newspaper, Free on the Streets of Austin, for sale at cost in bulk until we sold out in 36 hours at Infowars.com. But it was the cover story, but it's also online, so all of you can read it. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered. And it has news clips, Financial Times of London, Newsweek, Time Magazine, Economist Magazine, Council on Foreign Relations, video clips of world leaders like Herman Van Rompuy, head of the EU, CFR documents, Al Gore speeches, UN blueprints on their own website. It's got 16 links in the bibliography. Mainstream news does not have articles, folks, with bibliographies. We do. Bragging that they've conquered us and that they're going to shut off our power incrementally and shut off our jobs to make us dependent on them. So I want to be friends with the police and military. You're Americans, too. It's the same thing with people in other countries. I want you to be free. I want you to live well and prosper. I want you to have great children. I want you to have great marriages. I want you to have great bass boats. I want you to live to be 110. I want you to protect and serve. I want you to find car thieves and muggers. And, you know, if you catch some guy raping a woman behind the bushes, if they accidentally fall down and break their neck, you know, justice is served. But I do not want to sit here and watch you beat homeless people and women to death because you think that's tough. And I don't want to watch police departments protect those type of people. And I don't want to watch police going around bugging their eyes out at people. Because as a man, I find that type of North Korean police activity threatening, and it gets my hackles up. I'm just like a dog. Somebody's aggressive towards me, I get aggressive right back. And the globalists want to play us off against each other. We need to decide which side we're on. When we come back, I'm going to give you chilling information. Call everybody you know. Tell them tune in right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And the Republican National Convention, Lou Rockwell and others breakdown of Mitt Romney's speech. Man, you got Obama over here, absolutely horrible and disgusting puppet. And then over here you got Mitt Romney. It's just, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. I mean, I thought no one could be bad enough to make you want to vote for Mitt Romney. And Obama has achieved that. But I still can't support Mitt Romney because I know it's all a big sucker punch. We're going to be talking about that. It's pretty much rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. But there's a big crisis coming up, and we're going to break that down here in just a moment. Speaking of the new magazine, we're already working on the October issue. Anyone who wants to read the September issue that gets into engineered financial collapse and all the evidence of that, and Homeland Security listing liberty lovers and returning veterans as the number one terror threat and training the police and military accordingly. That's just public treason right there. You can go to Infowars.com/newsletter. Infowars.com/newsletter. And when we pound out every morning and every afternoon and email the latest news, latest video clips in there, because there's so many requests, we're continuing to add the link to where you can see it in issue and one other system where you can flip the pages, click on the links, and see all the amazing illustrations. Now, that said, we put the I've got all the technicals now. We put the magazine out at almost 1,100 locations in Austin as a beta test. We plan to have it be a system where people become franchisees in the next 6 months or so. We're setting all that up. Got a lot of requests, incredible feedback, people calling us, emailing us, established publishers, you name it. So it's definitely a big success by the grace of God and your support out there to have a print version that's internet kill switch proof or resistant. It's not like, you know, watches aren't really waterproof. They're water resistant because if they go down too deep past 3,000 feet, most of them will break. It's like submarines aren't waterproof. They're water resistant. It's internet kill switch resistant is why we're going to this as a backup system. But the point is, we've printed 50,000 for the streets of Austin. I've got a copy over here. And then we printed another 20,000 to mail out to listeners that we would sell in bulk at cost. Well, it turns out that we sold out in just, I don't know, 10 or 15 hours or so of the first 20,000. So we printed another 20,000. That's 90,000. And those sold out in less than a day as well. So 36 hours, 36,000 got sold because we held back roughly 4,000 so that we could, you know, when we come out with subscriptions next month, you could get the first issue for free and the next 12. And we're going to launch that next month. The next few weeks, you'll be able to sign up for a subscription, not just buy them in bulk. So you don't have to keep reordering each time. But we're also going to offer them in bulk at cost. Well, we then, and I learned that folks were told this on Monday. I was never told till last night that about 66 locations in Austin refused them because it's politically incorrect. I mean, it's evil to want liberty, which is fine. I expected more. 66 locations. So it comes out to about 3,500 magazines that we have. So those are up for sale right now. In groups of 10, so everybody can get a chance to get them. And I did lose money also, and then I'm done talking about this. I just guesstimated how much it would cost to ship these and then up the price a little because I was still losing money. I thought, well, we thought we could ship these out media mail. It doesn't let you ship out magazines with advertisements, post office rules, at media mail cost. So every magazine cost me $3 to ship out. We lost about $20,000, but I honored it, of course, doing that. And of course, so maybe upping the price of these 3,500 will come some way towards recouping that, but it's not that big a deal. Our goal is to get the word out, period. So InfoWarsShop.com, InfoWarsShop.com, if you want to get 3,500 or so that I just learned of, got delivered this morning from the local newspaper distributorship warehouse that they've been waiting all week for us to come get. We have the 3,500 or so ready. And we're holding back another close to 4,000. Again, it'll be available when we have subscriptions. So we got 7,500 or so now here in the warehouse. We're going to sell half of those. So InfoWarsShop.com. And don't forget your purchase of the books, videos, T-shirts, high-quality water filters, live straw, all of it supports our broadcast. We also have everything at the lowest prices. We find the lowest prices, and then we add free citizen rule books, bumper stickers on top of it. You can get the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters that I personally use. ProPure blows the competition away in side-by-side comparisons. You can get a whole bunch of those travel ones, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com and get 10% off the already lowest prices out there with the promo code WATER at checkout, or you can call. We also honor that special when you call 888-253-3139. Or you can drink the tap water and trust the loving government who cares about you because they're nice. Okay, that's enough. Let me now get into the big issue here. I was exercising this morning before I got to work, and I'm driving in the car earlier this morning, and I hear a Genesis talk show host, Joyce Riley, talking about, oh, my gosh, my listeners are so scared. Steve Quayle on the Alex Jones show, he was talking about the next 3 months, martial law is coming, it's going to happen, and people are so scared. And she was like, there are the preparations of the 1.4 million bullets and the checkpoints and the urban warfare drills. But she said that's been going on a long time. It is building up to a head, but, she's called Steve. I didn't know this, I heard her saying this, and once he's on. So I forgot to tell you guys, I just thought of this just now in relation to this bigger story I'm going to cover. Will you call Steve, try to get him back on sometime next week, but also ask him if he's gotten messages from Joyce to go on her morning show here on Genesis? I'm going to do that before I forget. I do so much planning just right here on the air. It's total transparency. But by necessity, we just don't have enough time in the day. There's so much to do, so many little details. And I, too, have seen the comments pouring in. The guys have given me the emails. I mean, that interview really freaked people out. And that's why I said yesterday, I think Steve believes what he's saying, but I don't think that they're going to go to full martial law or use foreign troops in the next 3 months. And that's not criticizing him. I'm allowed to say, when he was on air a couple days ago, I was like, are you sure, Steve? Now, I know, he talked about drones 2 years ago, getting GPS coordinates of your front door. People didn't even believe at first that they were getting GPS coordinates of front doors. Turned out they were. Then they're admitted now they fed that into drones. That's been in the news, and they're using even Reapers and Predators against rural communities. So reality's gotten so crazy, you can't criticize Steve Quayle for believing they're going to pull the trigger in the next 3 months because, and here's the epiphany I had, the gun is at our head. We already have TSA checkpoints in every state. Told you that was coming years ago because I saw them say it on C-SPAN. They're already in thousands of different job types demanding TSA approval before you can have a job. In loading docks at shopping malls now. I mean, this is, you buy nor sell or work. They're coming out with face scanning cameras to buy and sell everywhere. They've got face scanning cameras everywhere. Austin has them. License plate readers. They are. Homeland Security, 2 years ago, approached my dad, a patient he'd had for a decade, got treated to him and his mother, and said, we'd like to recruit you. You'll get paid for Homeland Security. Well, what do I do? Well, you spy on your patients. Well, I mean, that's totally illegal, folks. Patient, doctor, privilege, all that. My dad thought it was a setup, and I said, don't go to the meetings, just find out more. And then he talked to the other doctors that worked for him, the other dentists. They got visits at home. They talked to dentists. Almost every dentist got a Homeland Security visit in the town where I live. Folks, this is a giant infrastructure takeover, finding out who'll be spies, who'll be collaborators, just because Americans want to be friendly and want to work with the system. And, oh, Homeland Security must be good. No, it isn't good. It's been taken over. It ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. It allows the megabanks to steal trillions of dollars and the veterans' death benefits. I mean, this is a lawless group. I don't like risking my life to fight them, but it's got to be done. So I was thinking about all that and all the different angles of it and just had the realization that we are already so deep into this and that the system doesn't want to have big, giant jumps and big, giant events and big, giant, foreign troops, nukes going off, things like that, unless they have to. And yes, if we were ever marching on Washington and a bunch of states woke up and the counties and cities woke up to the criminality and there was a mass awakening like against Ceausescu in Romania, the globalists would set off nukes. That's in their battle plan from our research, and blame it on patriot groups and try to organize the military against the states. And their entire battle plan is organized in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and everywhere else. It is all set up and established, pointed at the states, pointed at the people, pointed at the legislatures. And that's why they threatened when the state of Texas said, we're going to enforce the law and not let TSA grab people's genitals. They said, we're going to have an F-16 blockade. I mean, you know, don't forget, they said an air embargo enforced by the U.S. Air Force. When Rick Perry said, we might secede as a joke, the surrounding states all went on alert. That was not in the news, but I confirmed that from five different sources. I mean, ask people in the military that are in the National Guard in Oklahoma, in Louisiana, in Arkansas, in New Mexico. They even had Colorado ready to come in, even though they don't really border us. I mean, that happened. So in architecture of NORTHCOM, you name it, is set up and is rigged and is pointed at the legitimate nullification, states' rights, 10th Amendment, that the states come in as a check on the federal government if it gets out of control or gets infiltrated or gets taken over by foreign powers. And the founders all talked about this. This was the big threat. You don't have foreign-born as president. You don't have foreign-born back at that time, in higher positions because governments were infiltrating back then. That happened a lot in Europe. And so all of this is going on. I mean, the preparations, the military drills, I've got new articles here today. The admissions that Homeland Security is now not for Al-Qaeda, who they say the Pentagon now runs with NATO, and they're saying Al-Qaeda's good in the Council on Foreign Relations last month. Or earlier this month, actually. It was their new issue, the first of August. It's August 31st, so it's still August. Kind of thinking of as if we're in September. Well, I'm already thinking out into October, November. But the point is that all of this is going on. I mean, I had Larry Grathwald, you know, the psychologist, Army Ranger veteran, FBI infiltrator of the Weatherman. And he hasn't heard all that stuff. I talked to him off air. He didn't hear what we were saying. And he's saying, I think they may stage something and try to take over. They've got it all lined up. I don't see them turning loose the power. Everyone who's got their ear to the ground or their finger to the wind, who has the pulse of things, knows that there's problems. And I want to quote what Eisenhower said shortly before he left office, and he said similar things in his farewell address. If an American wants to preserve his dignity and his equality as a human being, he must not bow his neck to any dictatorial government. Dwight D. Eisenhower. I mean, that's what America is. So when bureaucrats get mad at me or cops feel threatened by me, listen, you don't like America because this is what it looks like. And I'm not trying to brag about my lineage, but Mayflower both sides, Texas independence, I won't even get into it all. It's illustrious. Don't shake your finger at me and tell me I'm anti-American and I need to get out of the country when I talk like George Washington. I talk like Thomas Jefferson. That's who I want to be like. That's who I admire. That's what I'm for. That's what the flag symbolizes. Not all this torture and tyranny and lies. And I want you to join the Republic. I want your ancestors to be proud of you. I want you to maintain your family name. This is a big deal. This is real. This is happening. The globalists brag they've conquered us. And they're planning something big. Is it financial collapse? Is it war? Probably both. Will it be in 3 months like everybody's saying? I'm not saying that. The police you hear calling and crying, the government documents, the admissions, the Fox News talking about financial collapse. This is what Larry Summers in the Washington Post is talking about. There's another great Eisenhower quote. Let me read that. If all that Americans want is security, then go to prison. They'll have enough to eat, a bed, and a roof over their heads. But if an American wants to preserve his dignity and equality as a human being, he must not bow his neck to any dictatorial government. Yeah, there's the full quote. President of Columbia University speech to Luncheon Club, Galveston, Texas, 1949. Amazing. Very, 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 very interesting. There you have page 23, subject security. Yeah, that's America. It's not just Benjamin Franklin that said, you give up your liberty, you're going to get slavery. I know tyranny when I see it. TSA checkpoints. And the border's wide open, basically. I know what's going on. And now there's articles in the Minneapolis Star Tribune and others admitting that the Special Operations Group, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and also out of Florida, and Fort Bragg, are doing urban warfare, confrontation scenarios, close quarters battle with the police in simulations against people resisting. And that's what's going to happen if the state houses try to resist this takeover. They're going to send in the big red one. And you've already got judges and people in Texas, you know, the heads of different organizations, like in Lubbock, saying we're going to resist this. I mean, this is horrible, ladies and gentlemen. And you've got city people in city government speaking out saying we're being conditioned. I'm going to read this when we come back. For martial law. Yeah, that's what this is. And guess who they're practicing guarding in Minneapolis? The Federal Reserve Building. That's in the news. And it, remember 2009? Army dispatched in response to end the Fed protest. This was leaked to the media that Ron Paul and myself, I was in Dallas, he was in Houston, and in the Fed protest, they had plainclothes army there watching us. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just recap this as cogently as I can, because again, I got thousands of data points coming in, and I'm trying to paint the image I'm seeing here crystal clear. It's called history. It's repeating itself. From Caesar bringing in the troops, crossing the Rubicon, taking over, to third world dictators. I mean, this is what's happening. But this time, there's not one dictator. There's puppets. So puppets come and go, and every new puppet, the agenda gets worse. But something's happening. People are waking up to puppets like Obama quicker and quicker. They're going to wake up to Romney, who it looks like they're going to put in there. Everything's shifting towards him right now. And the system knows it's not working anymore, and they know things are going to get really bad because of the derivatives that they created and signed us onto. And so they're committed. They believe they're going to get away with this. They believe they're going to get away with this collapse. And the question is, when does the deepening collapse get here? Well, it's getting here every day. Hyperinflation, QE3, they've been holding off on that. We are in trouble if they do that. We're in trouble if they don't do that. There's no way out of this except back to the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But things aren't going to get better because the people that stand to gain from the crisis and who want to convert us from a free society and a wealthy society to a beggar society under a tiny elite, they're in control. And they are now shifting from the training toy that they trained the police to be authoritarian to fight Al-Qaeda to the real enemy, us, the American people. And my point is, if they can take over with incremental slide into oppression, that's what they want to do. They're putting fluoride in our water. They're giving us GMO. They've got kids wearing RFID bracelets and face scanning to buy and sell in the schools. They've got face scanning going in. They've got TSA on the streets. They've got their gun registration rollouts. All of it's happening. And resistance is forming. And now they're saying, let's restrict their speech on the internet. Let's pass cybersecurity that even CNET News says mirrors Putin's censorship. The NSA is spying on you. Yeah, we are torturing people. Yeah, we will secretly arrest you. Yeah, we are weaponizing drones. They'd rather just come in, take over, and war game a slow collapse dealing with us. But if they see signs that there's a total mass accelerated viral awakening happening, which we're on the verge of, they will set off a nuke in a city in a New York minute and blame it on domestic groups and try to bring in martial law. And the mainstream media will go along with them because they want to maintain control. They want to make you watch them. They want to shut down free speech, so they're the monopoly that everybody's forced to watch. There's a perfect storm, a confluence of things, and everyone's got to ask themselves, do you really want to let this happen? Because once liberty's gone, once freedom and prosperity's gone, it's very hard to get back. I mean, do we really want to deliver our children into this? And, you know, you can't criticize somebody who thinks that they're going to have a foreign troop take over in 3 months because foreign troops are here, because we are being prepared for that. I don't think that's going to happen. But you can't criticize people that think it is because the gun's to our head. Somebody with a gun to their head, they think the trigger could be pulled any minute. And we've all got a gun to our heads. But instead of getting upset about that future event coming, we should be upset right now about how far we've gone. Because it will go to that point someday if we don't turn it around now. And the system is running around wild, digging in against us right now. Here's the article. Minneapolis military drills based around confrontation scenarios. We'll talk about this some with Colonel Schaefer after we get to geopolitical issues. And here's the article from 09, Kurt Nemo. Army dispatch in response to end the Fed protest. And they watched this in Dallas. I led those demonstrations. It's in the Obama deception. And they watched Ron Paul. And it said, this is out of Camp Mabry, Austin, Texas, and other bases. We have copies of the documents sent to us by patriots. And the Army responded and said, yeah, these are our documents. You shouldn't have them. That they said, don't let them know you're military. They may kill you. That's what they tell the military about.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.